Chapter 18. New Liberating Possibilities. Good is he who gives all and does not take anything. Indeed, God gives all and does not take anything. Therefore, God is the good, and the good is God. The other name of God is Father, because he is the creator of all things. Creating is the characteristic of the Father. O Holy Seven Spirit, we who are linked in the young Gnosis and who have climbed the Golgotha of renewal, we approach you with our whole being and bow in humility before your absoluteness. It is in this way that the candidate should approach the newly revealed mystery. We hope and pray that very many will become conscious of the new liberating possibilities that have been granted to seeking mankind, that they will understand the aim of the work of the young Gnosis to make all those who are ready open for the light of the new day which is now dawning for us. Our fervent prayer is that you will from now on abandon all counter-movement, and that whenever it approaches you, you will always recognize it in time. Mankind as a unity, as a brotherhood of the beginning, has been broken to pieces, and we see the fragments in man's extreme individualism. All these individualities move in space and are moved by a force, but the space and force are also individualized. If you are also like this, you too stand in the midst of all those countless others as an I, as a rock-hard, unapproachable, individualized being separated from all others. You are lonely and, in more than one respect, imprisoned. All those who are lonely and imprisoned are moved about in their respective spaces by their respective forces. They are all in motion, it is true, but it is the motion of the counter nature. You live side by side, but you do not understand each other at all. You do not tolerate one another. Indeed, you are unable to do so until the Gnosis has been sought and found. The Gnosis is the born Asclepius, the healer, the Lord of love. The Gnosis seeks you out in your isolation and captivity and acquaints you with the path. Anyone who wishes to follow this path must break away from the hell of counter movement, and by dying the last death of self-surrender to the Gnosis, to the Lord of Love, cause the new soul state to awaken. Such a one will immediately enter the new mystery of the Holy Spirit, the mystery of the divine Genesis, the mystery by which the Son manifests himself. In the young Gnosis, this Genesis is granted to you. It is a Genesis in which you are given all that is truly good, and in which nothing can be taken away from you any longer. It is a Genesis in which the Father of the All, in his Son, brings himself forth within us. The one eternal salvation is open for you. Come, approach its majesty. Arise now into this wonderful life, leaving behind all earthly strife.